AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. More Americans applied for unemployment benefits this week, but not enough to raise concern about the labor market or broader economy. Jobless claims increased by 12,000 from the previous week, but the four-week average shows a slight dip for December. The U.S. military is changing its approach to sexual assault and other crime allegations. Our Sagar Magani reports.
Independent special counsels will now have authority on those crimes, sidelining commanders after years of pressure from lawmakers like Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
The people who do not trust the chain of command are the victims.
She's long argued commanders too often would not take victims' complaints seriously or would try to protect alleged perpetrators. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. is announcing what could be the final package of military aid to Ukraine unless Congress approves supplemental funding legislation, which is currently stalled on Capitol Hill. Israel continues pounding Hamas targets throughout the country as the death toll grows on both sides, and humanitarian groups say they're having trouble getting supplies into Gaza.
Palestinians knock tent pegs into the ground as they erect their new homes on a small open plain in Deir al-Balah in central Gaza. Fleeing from fighting and airstrikes, they have packed into areas along Gaza's border with Egypt and the coastline, where shelters and tent camps are overflowing. A displaced man from Gaza City tells the AP, "Why is there no food or drink? Here we're sitting without a cup or water." The UN's humanitarian office says the scale and impact of the fighting is hampering deliveries of much-needed aid to civilians. I'm Karen Chamas.
Mexican immigration officials are clearing out a migrant camp as U.S. pressure mounts to limit the surge of people reaching the border. This is AP News. A Missouri woman who persuaded an online boyfriend to kill her abusive mother has been released from prison on parole.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard was released early this morning from the Chillicothe Correctional Center. The Missouri Department of Corrections says the 32-year-old woman served 85% of her 10-year sentence. Prosecutors had cut a deal with Blanchard in exchange for pleading guilty to second-degree murder because of the abuse she had endured. Blanchard's mother had forced her daughter for years to pretend that she was suffering from a host of serious illnesses and made her use a wheelchair and feeding tube. Blanchard's trial attorney, Michael Stanfield, says the mother even convinced doctors to remove her daughter's salivary glands. Dee Dee Blanchard was slain in 2015. The ex-boyfriend is serving a life sentence. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.